Welcome in, everybody, to a new episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm Glenn Martin here with my co-host James Haskell and, of course, DK in the background. This episode, we're going to discuss react to the introductory press conference of new defensive coordinator, Zachary Orr. But first and foremost, Jimbo, how you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I'm looking forward to talking about one Zach Orr, familiar face here in Baltimore.
Yep.
And cannot wait. What about you? Sir.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was pretty cool to see a guy who's so much younger than me being named to that position. I mean, it's just what a story for that guy going from undrafted to all pro to retired medically to in the coaching staff. And then he quickly, I mean, flew up the ranks and certainly got to credit the guy. I mean, there's no way John Harbaugh is going to reward a guy that quickly at 31 years of age unless that guy's absolutely earned it. So I'm sure he's worked his ass off. Put in the hours because we know these coaches certainly do. But I want to start by talking about his press conference today because, of course, every coach gets an introductory press conference, and Zach Orr's was today. And the first thing you got to notice, Jimbo, the first thing, and look, we got a lot to talk about with this presser in the sense we got a lot of good. We got some insight from him. We learned some things. But I couldn't help but get past the initial thing I noticed, because when the video starts, it almost feels as if, because I didn't catch it live, I caught it after it was done in the evening, and it almost felt like I was like, did it start in the middle of it? Like, I kept trying to see if I had to restart the video, like I missed a part, because it's a tight shot of just Zach. There's no one to his left, there's no one to his right, at least not on camera, at least no one who speaks, and I couldn't help but be surprised that Zach was alone in his introductory press conference. There was no head coach next to him like we were used to seeing. Certainly when Mike McDonald was named the defensive coordinator, coach was with him. Harbaugh was with him. When Monken was named the offensive coordinator, he made a statement before then allowing Monken to take over and answer all the questions. What do you make of the fact that, I mean, was Harbaugh just busy? Why was he not at the Zach Orr introductory press conference?
You know, that's a good question. There's a lot of speculation to be had. I like how you just leave that one up for me. And I was like, speculate away. This is the only thing I'll say is that it is now 2024 and John Harbaugh is only signed till 2025.
Whoa, hold on. Now, why are you bringing up John Harbaugh's contract?
Because maybe this is a way of John, like, look, maybe this is a make it or break it for John. And this is also a way of John saying, you know what? If you're not going to commit to me, then, like, it's like Lamar showing up, not showing up to the voluntary stuff.
You know, so this is his coach's holdout.
I don't know, but it comes to mind, certainly. Okay. It's one of the things you could speculate about.
Okay, one thing.
You could. It's okay. One. The other thing is John could simply be on vacation.
He could just be PTO.
And he was like, hey, I already had this planned trip. I've been planning it with the wife for a long time. Zach, you got this, right? Yeah, I got this.
Could be that simple.
But it does strike me as odd, Glenn. You're absolutely right. He's 31 years old. This is his first time as a DC in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He's certainly been around the Ravens, and the media members know him. But it just seems weird that he would leave them there, figuratively speaking, naked to the media without John being there. It's odd. I don't know if that was planned, unplanned, or not. But I don't know. Part of me thinks that somebody's not happy.
Wow. I'm hopeful that John was just incredibly busy, whether he's on vacation, whether he's doing other interviews or maybe he's
on Senior Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, he could be not even in the state. I mean, it could be. I'm pretty sure the Senior Bowl is over because.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it is over. I'm trying to create alibis for John. He was at the river. He was at the river, right? Like I'm creating alibis for him.
That's right. Something. It struck me as odd, but we're not going to dwell too much on that. We're going to get into some other things. The one thing I will say that was pretty evident throughout, and I do think it matters. Zach Orr loves the Ravens. He bleeds purple and black. He said it himself today. You know, when he rose to the superstardom of a second all pro team, I mean, that's pretty insane coming from where he came. And then as soon as he got to that mountaintop, he told that he has to hang up his cleats and hang up his helmet. I mean, I got to imagine that could put you in a pretty dark place. But this organization, the staff, all the way up to Steve Bisciotti, the owner, would not let him hold his head down. He said it himself that he got a phone call from from Steve Bisciotti saying, look, you wanted to get in coaches, get your butt back up here, get into this coaching staff, and let's start your second career. He loves the Ravens, Jimbo. He loves this organization. He had an opportunity to maybe go with it, see what it's like in Green Bay and become the defensive coordinator there where he interviewed, but he chose to stay here. Do you think it matters, Jimbo, to your performance, whether you like where you're at?
100 million percent. Yes, absolutely does. And I think, yeah, it's only gonna, not only that, but one of the things I think is important, and it's funny because it says, the people say this all the time in the corporate world, we promote from within, like that whole stupid tagline that people say all the time. But I think that knowing that he has a path forward potentially here, not to kick anyone out, but like that he will be rewarded, is a big deal as well. So yeah, look, he's seen the other side, that the grass always isn't greener. He's, you know, he went to the worst of the worst, probably the worst coaching stint in NFL history in 1 year, working under Urban Meyer, if I'm not mistaken, in Jacksonville, and came running back real quick with his tail between his legs and was like, John, you know, I don't know how that whole went. I'm sure the whole thing went. I'm sure John was happy to bring him back. My point is that he learned in that short stint, that was probably in all actuality less than a year, that this is not for him, that being at the right place matters, right? Not just a title. So I'm glad he learned that and got the title now here in Baltimore anyway, where he, I'm sure, always wanted it. But I also want to say this, Glenn, something that I think is interesting about Zach Orr is that I'm so excited about him as our DC, because he had to have exceeded his duty, exceeded expectations within his role, exceeded all of the expectations of the front office, not just the coaching staff, and absolutely gained endearment from the players, because Anthony Weaver makes the most sense in this job. He keeps the assistant head coach, and then he picks up the DC, just like Greg Roman was the assistant head coach and the OC, right? Like, it's an honorary title to be the assistant head coach. We obviously saw that with Jerry Rosberg. So being the DC made the most sense for Anthony Weaver. I thought it was a foregone conclusion. Then all of a sudden, Anthony Weaver's now the DC in Miami. To me, the only reason he leaves and goes to Miami to become a DC is because John preferred Zach. That says a lot to me, because Anthony Weaver's one hell of a coach.
Very well respected.
And he wanted Zach Orr instead, man. So shout out to Zach for that. Gets me excited, Glenn.
Yeah, because it's not something I'm sure that was done lightly. Like, he had to wow them with more than just an interview. Like, they saw this guy's day in and day out work ethic. They saw the type of time and energy he put into his role as the linebacker coach, as well as his role when he was a player here. But obviously he made a big impression on the coaches and the front office, because, man, 31 years old, how many guys, there's going to be not just like one or two, like there's going to be multiple guys, you know, on his team that are going to be older than him, which is just incredible to think about, you know, where he's coming, how quickly. The one other thing I wanted to mention that he talked about, you know, the scheme and whether or not that we'd see a big change or just kind of a pick it up where Mike McDonald left it off. And he talked about that this defense has been a scheme that's been building for years, and that he will continue, him and the staff will continue to evolve and grow this scheme and this defense. So it made it sound like this wasn't just a Mike McDonald scheme, that this is a Ravens scheme, a scheme that's worked collectively together by all the coaches, including Harbaugh and Anthony Weaver and guys like Chuck Smith on the front end. And even some of the new coaches, I'm sure, are already in there. Like we saw, they just hired former Michigan coach Doug Mallory as the defensive backs coach, because, of course, they just lost their DB coach to another promotion elsewhere. So I it just struck me as a, I don't know if surprise is the right word, but it's like he made it sound like this wasn't like Mike McDonald is taking his special notebook with all the plays and going to Seattle. This is a Ravens defense. And yeah, he was the play caller, Mike was, but this is the Ravens scheme, and that'll continue here.
Yeah, you know, I do have to believe that that's true. I don't think the defense is going to drop off with Mike McDonald gone. And that is because I think one of the things, if I'm not mistaken, that John talked about explicitly when the separation between him and Wink, when they decided to part ways with Wink Martindale, was that John wanted to have more of his fingerprints on the defense. He wanted to be not just Winkoff to the side doing his thing, and I'm gonna, you know, delegate that duty. It was I want more of a piece of this. And I like to think that some of the things you have to assume that if Mike McDonald was groomed by Harbaugh's, that a lot of his ideology must have come from those that were in front of him, right? They were teaching him and mentoring and stuff like that. So it's fair to say that a lot of his instilled ideas, principles, and just the way he views defense come from those guys. I mean, I think that's just logical. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do think that this is a Ravens system. Like, this is what they're doing. And I think it's something that John morphed. He doesn't take sole credit. Of course, Mike McDonald takes huge credit for that, but John is a piece of it. And so is Zach, is my point. So I don't think that, like you said, the entire chessboard is now gone, right? I think John had a lot to do with the construction and the strategy behind that defense and the other guys as well. So I agree. I'm just like the run game when Greg Roman left. It wasn't like it was going to drop off of the AFC Championship game aside. It wasn't like it was just going to fall off of a cliff, right? But we still led the league in rushing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, even without the great designer of all things run ball. And, you know, I do have to quickly pause. I think you did say to make sure you groom your Harbaugh's earlier. I'm not sure what you said about grooming Harbaugh's, but
no, I said the Harbaugh's groomed Mike McDonald. Get your head out of the gutter, Glenn.
The Harbaugh's.
He was groomed by them, right?
Like, okay.
That's very clear. Fair, right?
Yeah. No, that's certainly fair. Yeah, I got a quick question for you, Jimbo, because I think what was part of what everyone liked about Mike McDonald when he was here was his in-game adjustments, his ability to if there was something working for the opposing offense and was causing them to be able to drive the ball on our defense and score points, he was able to take that away at some point, and it usually didn't take terribly long. Like, a lot of times, you know, we get frustrated because previous coordinators maybe would take too long to make adjustments. It would maybe take games sometimes, but it seemed like Mike McDonald could make the quickest in-game adjustments and force the offense into a completely different game plan. Are you concerned that with the lack of play calling experience that maybe Zach Orr won't be able to do so as quickly?
No, I'm actually excited about it. I'm not saying that Zach is going to be... You know what? I'm going out on a limb. Okay? You ready for this? Okay. Zach Orr is going to be a head coaching candidate 24 months from today.
2 years. Okay.
2 years. And
same
I think
amount of time for
so
months.
This is why, Glenn, this is why I firmly believe that in Zach Orr. There's no way Zach should have played in the NFL if he didn't have the mind to play in the NFL. It wasn't just his athletic ability that got him there.
The work ethic, the everything.
The study habits.
Yes.
The mind to pick things up quickly.
That Mamba mentality.
Yeah, all the time, right? So
yeah,
you better believe he's absolutely going to use that to survive as a coach, to thrive as a coach. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it translates. Obviously, it has to some degree. Certainly had the best linebacker duo this year in the NFL. Yep. You need the horses, but also, you know, the coach doesn't hurt, right? So, yeah, I think he'll be able to make those adjustments because he's had to do that his entire football career. You know, mind first, body second type player.
Yeah.
Because if not, he wouldn't have gotten as far as he got.
Yeah, and you know, he talked about playing. You know, they said, like, what's going to be your style? And he talked about violence. But the one thing he said first and foremost is that they play as all 11 play as one. And, you know, for a guy who's been in it, who's done it from the linebacker position, has had to be one of the 11 in the trenches playing as one. I think it lends himself to be more open to suggestions. Like, he kept talking about how that's what made Mike special, is that he was open to suggest. Everyone built that defense. It was not just this tyrant saying, this is how I run things and you guys have to, you know, acclimate to the way I do. No, it's we're going to do this together. I want opinions from everyone. Of course, he said the DC makes the final call and always will. But I love that he's already been a part of a team, and that it just tells me he's going to be more open to the suggestions of others and won't be so rigid in how he wants to do things. Because I think a rigid coach in today's NFL, you got to get out
Chargers.
Of coaching. Yeah. I don't think it's a good thing to be rigid in this league, and I think his play experience will help him with that portion.
Yep. We are all very excited about Zach Moore. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do with this defense and helping it take it to even greater heights. But for all of you guys that are out there, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Enjoy it yourself. Leave all your comments and thoughts below. Let us know what you think about Zach Gore. And as always, you can catch us anywhere where you listen to podcasts as well, if you're on the road or anything else. So go check us out. Mm-hmm. That's it for us. We'll see you.
See you.